Good morning, everyone. A warm word of welcome to the house of the Lord today. It's good to see each and every one that is here. And we do welcome you in the Saviour's name. And we do pray that the Lord will bless us and be with us even today. And to those that are online as well, we extend to you that warm word of welcome. And we want to thank you for joining. We do pray that the Lord will bless you and encourage you through his word today. I do remember that immediately after the morning service, we meet around the Lord's table to remember his death until he come. And that table is open to each and every one that is saved and that loves the Lord and is going on with the Lord. And we do encourage God's people to remain even for that time around the table. And then tonight at 7 p.m. is our praise service for 2021. And there'll be the various reports in relation to the works of the church here. And we do extend to each one that invitation to come back once again tonight and even to join with us as we give thanks and praise the Lord for all that he did in 2021. And can we mention to you as well that from 6 o'clock there will be a special season of prayer throughout the month of January. It is our desire once again this year to have seasons of prayer every Sunday night from 6 o'clock until 7 p.m. And so we encourage you to set aside and even to come that bit earlier and to come to God's house and come to pray. Don't just come to sit, come to pray. And come to pray and lift up our voices and even look to the Lord and cry on to the Lord for the year that lies ahead. So that season of prayer tonight and throughout all of the month of January, every Sunday night from 6 o'clock until 7 p.m. here in the main church building. And then can we ask you to remember the ministers and students and some of our missionaries in prayer this week? It'll be a minister's week of prayer, but it'll be online once again this year. On Zoom every morning, but we would value your prayers as we meet in that way to gather together even to pray for the works. And so do remember all of the ministers every weekday morning of this incoming week. Then on Wednesday night is our weekly Bible study and prayer meeting here in the church at 8 p.m. And we do encourage you, even let's start off the year in the right foot and let's make ourselves available unto the Lord to come and to study his word and to come and even to seek the throne of grace in prayer every Wednesday evening. For members of session, there is a presbytery meeting on Friday evening online again, and the details, as always, are the same. Then next Sunday, the services, beginning with the Sabbath school, recommencing at 10:30 and next Sunday morning, and then the times of worship, 11:30 and 7 p.m. And in the morning time, the Reverend Kirschgadden from our Corrigarry congregation will be here. I'll be in his pulpit just swapping for the morning time, and then I'll be here in the will of the Lord next Sunday evening. It is Building Fund Sunday as well next week. We do remind you of that, and again the seasons of prayer, the half hour in the morning, and then that extra hour in the evening time. Then on behalf of our Bullamoney congregation, this incoming weekend from Friday and then again on Sunday is their annual missionary weekend. And those services on the Friday night at 8 p.m. and then again on the Sunday. And the Friday night, the Reverend Ian Harris, the chairman of our mission board, will be preaching. And throughout that weekend, there will be various missionary reports will be coming from the missionaries around the world. And so we do encourage you, if you can, even to tune into those services. As I said, Friday night at 8 p.m. And then their services are available at later times to watch, even after they take place on the Sunday. Can we mention to you as well that the month of January is our month once again for the radio broadcasts, and they're every Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. And do pray for them again that the Lord will bless them, the Lord will use them even to further his kingdom and to reach souls in this area and even down into County Monaghan as well. Can we mention to you what we always do first Sunday of the year? We do mention to you the tax covenant scheme. And if you're employed and you're paying income tax and you pay into the church and you'd like to even support the church in that way, do mention to our brother Keane, the treasurer, and he has the details and the forms to fill out. And it's always a good help to the church that we can claim money back off the government, even through your income tax as you pay into the church as well. And it is a good assistance even to the church. And we encourage you, if you're not signed up to it, even to mention to us. And then, of course, membership. And we always do look and pray that the Lord will even burden God's people and bring them into membership within the local congregation. And so if you're not a member and you've been attending this church and you're an adult and you're saved and you're going on with the Lord, then do mention to us do pray over it and then come and speak to us. We'll be delighted even to sit down with you and discuss membership, and God willing then even bring you into membership if so be. And so we do leave that before you. As always, we do encourage you to remember it in your prayers. Now, as you come in this morning, there would have been a number of things in your pews. Hopefully you didn't just sit down on them, but rather lifted them and then take them with you. And first of all, the white envelopes are all calendars which we've been distributing in the area. There are some left over this year. And if you'd like more, there's some still in the front porch. If you have neighbours that aren't on our route in the two villages and you'd like to give them a calendar from the church for 2022, there are extras there in the front porch. Do make use of them. The wee motto text cards are there. There's one per person, so make sure you get one. If you need more, then do mention to me. I have some more still here in the pulpit. The motto text, the verse for the year is on it, and then in the back of it there is a little message for each and for every one. And then per family there is one of the little dates for the diary card. And we do just bring and highlight a few things before you. Most of it is self-explanatory. We're looking forward at a special times of testimony throughout the year. And then in the month of March, the students of our Whitfield College, well, some of them will be here. Due to coronavirus, they come in twos now. And it's not the whole student body you'll see. You'll see two in the morning and then two different students in the evening time. But we're looking forward to those brethren coming in the month of March. And then in the month of April, God willing, we've been planning this as a session for a while, kept putting it off, the ladies' fellowship, because part of the fellowship is having fellowship together after the meeting. And so we're praying and looking to the Lord that there will be that time of fellowship for the ladies at the start of April, that Thursday the 7th. The parents' night, if you notice, in the month of April, is how we desire to finish off the children's meeting, the term for it. Usually it was a Monday night meeting, but we'd love to try and get the parents of the children into the church here on a Sunday night. Have the children of the children's meeting taking part here in the church and have their parents along as well, and then have a special speaker. And then, a long time before we ever knew what coronavirus was and social distancing and masks, we'd preached in baptism. We'd mentioned that we had a desire to have a baptism service. And then, of course, coronavirus came and that just got thrown out the window. But we're looking and we're joining together with a number of other churches. And the end of April, there is planned a baptism service in our own Uma congregation. And if you've never been baptized and it's upon your heart and you're not, and you're saved, of course, and you're an adult, or you're going on with the Lord, even a young person as well that's faithful to the Lord, and you'd like to go through the waters of baptism, let me encourage you to pray over it. And it is one of the sacraments that the Lord has given to us. And then let me encourage you to come and speak to me about that before the month of April. Want to plan as well, just to observe and to remember the opening of the building in the month of May. And then you'll see in the month of June and also the month of August, we're having afternoon drive-in services to commence and to finish off the summer season. And the brethren that supplied the trailer and all of the recording and sound equipment last year for our drive-in gospel mission are booked to come back with their trailer just for two afternoons. And so we encourage you and even lay these meetings before you. And we do look to the Lord for his blessing and that the Lord's hand will be upon all of the efforts and all of even the preparations and the plans that have been made for this year. And so we do even lay them before you. We encourage you to pray over them and even to be preparing for them, even inviting and encouraging others as well. I think I've spoken enough for now. I'm going to sing together 558. Two hymns this morning tie in especially with what we're seeking to bring in the motto text today. 558. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. And even when you look at the verse 4 as well, it speaks of times of sickness, times of health, times of penury and wealth. And it's wonderful that as we look into 2022, we can say our times are in the hands of the Lord, and he knows all about what is coming this year. 558.
Thank you.
Amen. We unite together in prayer and seek the Lord's face. Father and our God in heaven, we acknowledge this morning that we're coming before the one who knows all things, and the one who has planned all things. We thank and praise thee this day that thou art the sovereign upon the throne. We thank and praise thee that thou art the great God of heaven and of earth. Thou art the one who has formed and created all things. Thou art the one who forms us in the womb. Thou art the one, O God, who shapes us and molds us together. We thank and praise thee that thou art a great God, and thou art greatly to be praised. We thank and praise thee, O God, that as we have entered into another new year, Lord, that we can look to thee and we can trust thee. For thou art the Alpha and the Omega, thou art the beginning and the end. Thou art the one who knows all things. Lord, we rejoice this day that we can look to thee and we can trust thee for everything. We thank and praise thee this day, O God, that we are found in thy house. We thank and praise thee for thy goodness and thy mercy to us. Lord, already as we're only in this new year, just a couple of days, and yet thou hast not failed us. And O God, as we look to the remainder of this year, we rejoice that thou wilt not fail us. Thou art one, O God, who is faithful. Thou art one who has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. Lord, we rejoice that each one of us who is saved, Lord, that we can trust in thee, and we can rest in thee. We can turn to thee, O God. We can look full in thy wonderful face. And Father, we do pray that thou wilt encourage our hearts, that thou wilt continue to lead us and to guide us. O God, thou knowest exactly what all of this year will bring to each and to every one. Lord, in relation to the church, thou knowest, O God. And Father, we, even as we have sought to do as a session and make those preparations for the year, and yet, O God, it's in thy hands. Lord, thou art the one who will rule and overrule in accordance with thy divine will. Lord, we pray for this work as a whole. We pray, O God, that this will be a year of blessing. We pray, O God, that this will be a year of salvation. That this will be a year when families are united in Christ, when children are saved, when grandchildren are saved, when siblings are saved. O God, those that have been prayed for year after year. O Father, may this be the year when they are broken. And will this be the year, O God, when they are brought unto thee. Father, do a wonderful new thing in this area. Save many souls. O Spirit of God, come down amongst us. Move upon this area. Lord, this year has begun. And, O God, the last year ended with so much tragedy in this area. So many hardships, so many sufferings, so many individuals, O God, losing their lives. O Father, young and old alike, tragedy has come. Lord, we do pray that even through the midst of tragedy, that men and women, their eyes will be opened. Their hearts will realize, O God, that there is no salvation in any church. There's no salvation in any priest or any vicar or any minister. But salvation is found in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Lord, we ask thee this day that thou wilt come upon this area. We ask thee, O God, this day that thou wilt move in mighty power. Lord, fill this church. Bring us new families. Bring us young people. Bring us older people. O God, bring men and women who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, we think of all of the bitterness of this world and all of the sin of this world. O God, may men and women be sickened of it. May men and women, O God, realize the bitterness that this world offers. May they realize, O God, that there is only purity and sweetness to be found in Jesus Christ. Lord, come, we pray thee. Remember every family. Remember every individual, O God. Remember each and every one that is saved. Lord, we pray that thou wilt keep us from sin. We pray, O God, that in 2022, that thou wilt keep us from the things of the world. That thou, O God, wilt warm our hearts. That thou wilt keep us in close accounts and short accounts with thee. That thou wilt give us a desire for the place of prayer. That thou wilt give us a love for the word of God. That thou wilt give us a hunger after the things of God. That thou wilt give us a yearning to be ever closer to Christ. To be nestling even closer in. We think of that disciple John. And how he often spoke of him whom the Lord loveth. And Lord, we think of how he nestled into the breast of Christ. And he was there even at the table. He was there, O God, close with thee. O Father, may that be the realization of each and every one that is saved. That we are close with thee. that we are nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Oh, Father, come and work, we pray thee. Remember us this morning in this house. Lord, bless the going forth of thy word. Bless the worship of thy name. Bless the time around the communion table. Lord, bless each and every one. We think of those who can't be with us. We think of our online audience. We think of those, O God, of our own congregation who tune in. Lord, still unable to be with us, undertake for them. We think of those, O God, that are laid aside with sickness. Oh, that I will touch them, that I will minister to their needs. We think of our elderly as well, O Lord. Undertake for them and encourage their hearts. Presence thyself with them, we pray thee. Lord, we remember as well our sister congregations. Remember, O God, the going forth of thy word up and down this land. Each and every place where thy servants are faithful to thee. O Father, honor that word. And Lord, even as it goes forth, Lord, bring even harvest with it, we pray thee. Lord, be near to us and bless us in thy house this day. Encourage our hearts and glorify thy Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to read together the Psalm 121. Psalm 121 always thrills our hearts whenever we come to a psalm which ties so well with the message for the morning. It's never my plan, it's God's plan. I don't sit down and go, right, we'll make sure we're here on a certain Sunday. And the Lord orchestrates it, the Lord brings it all together. We come to one of the most well-known psalms and one of the most encouraging psalms. Psalm 121, entitled A Song of Degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. What a wonderful psalm, even to start off a new year as we look into what will come. And yet the Lord promises to preserve our going out and our coming in. The Lord promises to preserve us from all evil and to preserve our souls. It's wonderful to be saved, isn't it? Wonderful to know the Lord and to be able to trust the Lord for what will come in the days ahead. 443 we want to sing together. Pages 355. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. 443, let's stand together as we sing again.
Thank you.
Joshua and the chapter 1. Verse 5, we'll commence reading that. Read down to the end of verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. It's the Lord speaking to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. This is verse 9. We're taking as our motto text for the year. I believe it's from the Lord for us. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's have a moment's prayer, please. Father, we just ask thee, O God, even now, that thou will come and speak to us. Help us to be still and to know that thou art God. Help us, O God, to discern the voice of God to our hearts, that message which the Lord would have us to hear. O Father, settle us and speak to us, and stir us, O God, even in the very depths of our souls. Lord, that we will look to thee, and that we will trust only in thee. Lord, vain is the help of man, may we look to thee. May it be our first port of call in every single aspect of life throughout this year. Lord, that we come to thee first, that we seek thy guidance, we seek thy face. Lord, settle us, speak to us. Lord, even now, stir within my heart. Lord, speak to me and then speak through me. And Lord, may everything this day be done and said to the honor and to the glory of King Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we made our way through 2021 and all that it brought to us by the will and the providence of the Lord, and we came towards the end of the year, once again my mind began naturally to turn to 2022. Started to consider and started to pray over and to think about, well, what would the motto text be for the new year? What would the Lord's message be for the people, for the congregation, as we enter into another year? In the past, our motto texts sought to bring an exhortation for personal revival. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. The following year, the Lord gave that encouragement from 2 Chronicles 25:9, that the Lord is able to give us much more than this. Last year it was the petition of Moses upon Mount Sinai in Exodus 33:18, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And how that needs to be the prayer, that needs to be the desire of all of our hearts. That in all aspects of life, personally and even collectively as a congregation, that we would see and that we would experience the glory of God. As I was coming towards the end of the year and the final months of it, one particular visit, as I was concluding that visit with the reading of Scripture and prayer, I turned to Joshua 1. read these verses and then spoke primarily at that time about verse 9. I came away from that visit and I couldn't get this verse off my mind. Constantly it was coming before me every day. It was one, and of course as I go around visits, there are different passages I turn to, but this particular passage and this particular verse constantly kept coming back. And so I believe this is the word of the Lord for us as a congregation. And this is the word that the Lord would have us to bring at the start of this year. How true it is, none of us have any idea what a year will bring, or even a week, or even a day. 2021, we all hoped, would be a lot better than 2020. In terms of the pandemic, and yet how wrong we were. We began the year, and I was reminded of it just before the beginning of the meeting. Last year, around this time, we got one Sunday, and then we were shut down again. And that was us closed for the following weeks, and then how much of a change even the rest of 2021 came. There were certain restrictions lifted throughout the summer months, and then as we've come back in to the winter months, we saw even that spike, we saw a change once again. And so, who knows what is coming in 2022? Only the Lord does. All of the plans, all of the thoughts, all of the predictions, all of the modeling and everything else that individuals will seek to bring and seek to say, only the Lord knows what a year is bringing. That applies as well to the individual. I'm sure in 2021 you had personal ideas, you had personal desires in your own life. Well, in 2021 I want to achieve this, or I want to go there, or I want to accomplish to finish this. And you had all of the desires at the beginning of the year, and yet situations can arise so unexpectedly, can't they? Maybe in the workplace you said, right, by the end of this year I'll have done this, or I'll have accomplished this, or gained this. And yet by the end of 2021, something came up at work, or in your own life, and that was it, all changed. Sometimes situations arrive that can be unwelcome additions to your schedule, to your daily life. I'm reminded of the hymn, "I Do Not Know What Lies Ahead." In the third verse of that hymn, it says, "I do not know the course ahead, what joys and griefs there are, but one is near who fully knows, and I'll trust his loving care." And so on the cusp of another year, the Lord has given to us his word once again. And here in the book of Joshua, it is a time of change. A time of uncertainty has come to the people of Israel. After all of the years of Moses' leadership, after all of those years of wandering and looking every day and seeing that figurehead, seeing that leader in Moses every single day at the forefront of the people, Moses has went up into Mount Pisgah, has looked over the land of Canaan, and then has passed away. And now we come into a passage and we come into a place, and now Joshua is that new leader, a leader that was chosen by God. A leader that was set aside by God and set apart even to take over and to fulfill those shoes, as it were, and to lead the people. Now he finds himself with great responsibility upon his shoulders. A great challenge ahead. When you read, even as we did this morning, those verses in Joshua 1, three occasions God says to Joshua, "Be strong and of a good courage." You see it there in the verse 6, it begins. You see it again in the verse 7, and then the verse 9. It's constantly reminding and encouraging Joshua, be strong. Be of a good courage. Be very courageous. Joshua, don't go weak. Don't become filled with fear. Don't tremble and don't go weak at the knees. Rather, Joshua, be strong. Verse 9 can rightly be said to contain both a proclamation and a promise. Both for Joshua in his day, and I believe also for us in 2021. Look at the words as it come in. "Have not I commanded thee?" God gives a command to start with. Be strong. He doesn't give an encouragement to be strong. He gives a command to be strong. Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid as you enter into a new year. Do not be fearful, do not be affrighted in any way as you come into a new year and you've no idea what is coming. Be strong and of a good courage. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. lean not on thine own understanding. God gives that command, be strong and of a good courage, but he also then proceeds to give very good comfort. And very great comfort within, because he promises the Lord is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It's wonderful to have not only the commands of God, but to have his comfort too, isn't it? And then you see even within the verse 9, there are two different names attributed to God that are used. You have halfway down the verse, you have for the Lord, and then you have God. And the two names that you have before you are Jehovah and Elohim. And there it's highlighting and it's speaking to Joshua, and it's highlighting to him the eternal, the supreme God is with you. And then Elohim, of course, is the plurality of God. And so it's reminding Joshua you have all three persons of the Trinity are with you whithersoever thou goest. The Father's with you. He provides his will. The Son is with you, and he provides his salvation. The Spirit is with you, and he provides the security, and he provides the guidance. Now, isn't it wonderful to be saved? Isn't it wonderful today, even at the start of another year, to be in union with God? To be in Christ today, to be saved, to be washed, to have the will of the Father even for us, to have the blood of the Son upon us, and to have the presence of the Spirit within us, that the experience and the experience of life, we have Christ with us, we have the Trinity with us, and they are towards us and they are for us. Because we're in Christ. Now that was the experience of Joshua. It's the experience of each one that's born again. I wonder this morning, is that you? Can you say this morning that I am in Christ? Can you say this morning that I have peace even as I come into 2022 because the Lord is on my side? Because I am with the Lord. I have given my life to the Lord. I have surrendered my all. I have bowed the knee and confessed him as Lord and as Savior. Or this morning, are you out of Christ without a Savior, with no hope, no refuge? You see, it's wonderful, as I said, to be in Christ, because this promise was given to Joshua. He was a saved man, and each and every one of us that is saved, we take this promise, we hold this promise, we cling to this promise. Four things I want to leave with you in our time together. The four considerations that came to my heart even as I read through this verse. This verse was given by God. God gave this verse to Joshua, and God has given this verse to you in spite of the task ahead. God gave this verse in spite of the task ahead. As I said, Joshua had just assumed command of the Israelites. And under him now were a nation numbering around 2 million people. It was certainly his responsibility. It was now him, as it were, that the mantle had been placed upon. He was the one to lead them. He was the one to speak to them. He was the one to guide them. He was the one to keep them united. After all, three of the tribes had decided to make their homes on the far side of Jordan. They had decided, yes, the land of Canaan is there, but we'd rather stay on this side of Jordan. We'd rather set up our homes and build our cities over here. And yet the promise was given. Those three tribes had said, but when you go to war, we will come. And all of the other tribes were looking over their shoulders, wondering, will these three tribes come with us? Can we trust them? And so that there is now placed upon Joshua. Joshua, you have to keep the people together. You have to keep them in harmony. His responsibility to keep the peace amongst them. Just as Moses had to judge those hard cases, likewise now that fell to Joshua. Whenever there were disagreements, whenever there were major fallouts and contentions and strife, they brought it now to Joshua's feet. He had to discern, he had to make those decisions and decide what was right and what was wrong. That was just what was inside the camp. Then there were battles to fight. The enemy, every city had to be contended with and overcome. Cities that were walled up to heaven. Cities that were great fortresses, great mighty powers within that land of Canaan. Walls so strong and so thick and so wide that even chariots could ride, and all of the strength and all of the protection that they offered. Certainly, the task ahead was great. And yet, from the outset, God gives him both the command and the comfort: be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? The Lord thy God's with thee. Now, whenever you think of it, Joshua knew some of what was coming. Joshua was one of the 12 spies that went into the land of Canaan. He was one of those 12 that had went into that land and had spent all of those days running around the land, looking at the cities, looking at the provisions, looking at the defenses. He saw everything in that time. So he knew a certain amount of what was coming. But he didn't know it all. And what he already knew was enough for him to go weak at the knees, to tremble. And yet God says to him, be strong. Be not afraid. The God who knows the end from the beginning was coming and standing with him. You know, it may be the case that you know some of what this year will entail for you. It may be a case already. You can look down and you can say, well, already in my calendar, I know that I have this and this and this and this, and I have to face all of these things. And you already know, well, I have these treatments to go through, or I have this to deal with at work, or I have these exams coming up in the future, and this already, I know this is coming my way. You know part of your task. But you don't know it all. God does. He tells you to be strong. And of a good courage. Now, I was struck with the words in Judges 6 and the verse 12. God is there, he's meeting with and speaking to Gideon. And he says to Gideon, he says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Interesting description of Gideon. Gideon wasn't a soldier. At that particular time in Gideon's life, he had never had any military experience or any battlefield experience. He was green, never been to battle. He was threshing wheat in the winepress. And yet God already could see his task ahead and said, you are a mighty man of valor. See, God already sees your entire year 2022. He already knows exactly the tasks that are going to be placed upon you. Maybe it's in the workplace, and this year your boss is going to come to you and say, right, this is now what I have for you. You've been doing this up until now, but now this is your responsibility. I'm changing it all around completely for you. And you look at the task that the boss has given to you, and you're like, I can't do that. The Lord says, be strong. Have a good courage. Maybe it's something within the family home. This year, the Lord's going to give you a task within the home that you've never done before, that you've never had any experience of before, and yet the Lord this year is saying to you, with the task that lies ahead, be strong and of a good courage. Be not dismayed. God gives that verse and that promise to you. In spite of the task ahead, I want you to see, secondly, God gives us a verse and the promise in spite of the trials ahead. In spite of the trials ahead. Joshua had no idea what trials were coming his way. Yes, he knew there was a great task ahead. He knew there was a work to be done. He knew there were cities. He didn't know how strong. He didn't know exactly all of the contentions, all of the hardships, all of the tasks that was going to be placed. He knew a part of it, but he had no idea of the trials. He didn't know that he would experience defeat at Ai. He didn't know that on one occasion five kings are going to assemble together. And they're all going to come to him at one time. He knew and he thought, my task is go in and go take one city by one city by one city. No, there were going to be an occasion, five kings, five cities are going to come together. And they're going to fight against him. And then on another occasion, he's going to be faced with seven kings. And all seven are going to muster their armies together and they're all going to come and attack him. He also didn't know that there would come a time whenever his own people around him would start to grow cold and lose the fight. They'd start to become idle at their work. Those soldiers that he had trained with and he had led into battle, there would come a time in the campaign whenever they would grow cold and weary and idle, and they would want to give up. You'll find it in Joshua 18, verse 3. He says to them, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? There's going to come a time whenever he's going to look around and everyone's just going to put the swords down. They're not going to get the armors on in the morning. They're not going to get the battle ready. They're not going to get themselves prepared. They're just going to go, oh, I just couldn't be bothered anymore. I've fought enough. And Joshua's going to look around at faces that are getting more and more depressed looking. More and more sad looking. It's going to come upon him that they're losing the fight. The fight's going out of them. These were hardships, great hardships and trials ahead of him. Days would come when he would lament. There would be days coming whenever he was going to be broken mentally, spiritually. There were days whenever his heart within him would be torn and he would be lamenting, he would be crying, he would be pouring out his heart and the tears would be flowing down his eyes. I think of that time when he received the news that the Israelites had been defeated at Ai. Joshua 7, verse 6 says, Joshua rent his clothes and he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening time. Such was the distress that came upon his body and upon his mind. He didn't know what to do. He had sent out the men in that time and he had sent them out. And they had went to that battlefield and they got beat. That news came back to him and it just fell to the ground. His face is in the dirt. He's just crying unto the Lord, Lord, what do I do? Lord, it's all gone wrong. Everything's a mess. All of that was in the future for Joshua. And he had no idea about any of it. But God did. He knew every trial, he knew every hardship that Joshua would face. And still he encouraged him, be strong and of a good courage. Even now he's commanding him, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. And he's promising him, the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Even in the midst of your trials, Joshua, I'm still with you. Even in the midst of your brokenness, Joshua, I'm still there. Joshua, when you're lying upon the earth with your face in the dirt, broken and crying, Joshua, I'm with you. I haven't went away. Elizabeth Elliot, the wife of Jim Elliot, the missionary who was put to death, she wrote and she said, the only thing that keeps me stable and settled in these days of uncertainty is the absolute dependability of God's word. Surely we can apply those words to the times in which we live. Days of uncertainty, The only thing that keeps us stable is God's word. God's word this morning to you as you go into 2022 with the trials ahead is be strong and of a good courage. When you see, thirdly, God has given you this verse, this promise, in spite of the troubles ahead. When I speak of troubles, I'm thinking primarily of our failures. I'm thinking of the times this year when we're going to let the Lord down. So often people start a new year and have all of the good intentions, the resolutions. Gym membership and gym attendance in the month of January, at least for the first 2 weeks, is usually booming. By about the third and fourth week, it's starting to go down. By the month of February, very few people are still in the gym. You go to walking in a forest, you'll see the first month or so is going to be a busy time. After that, it's going to go down. Everybody's good intentions. Sometimes that's the case even for Christians too. They say the first of the year and start of January, start of new year, I'm really going to go for it this year. I'm really going to go for the Lord. I'm going to study my Bible. I'm going to pray to the Lord. I'm going to attend the meetings. I'm going to give myself to it. And yet sadly, there'll be times whenever we let the Lord down. For Joshua, pride would set in. After the great victory of Jericho, such an amazing battle, all they did was walk around the walls and then they cried out, they shouted. The trumpets were blown and the walls fell down flat. They overtook that city. They killed all that were in it. The only ones that they spared were Rahab and her family. And then they come. The next place was Ai. The men come, the spies come, and they say, "Hey, Joshua, Joshua, it's only a wee city. Just send a few of us." Joshua, in the pride that had set into his heart, he didn't even consult the Lord. He just thought, "Yeah, we're good. I can make up my own battle plan. I don't need to meet with the Lord outside of the city." And in his own pride, he sent forth just a few men. He went in his own strength. He failed and he fled. I think as well of the sins of Achan there at the city of Jericho. He would sin and disobey God. He would steal some of the possessions and hide them in his tent. I would think of the time when the Canaanite men would come dressed in their old clothes, carrying the stale bread, bringing those old bottles, bringing their big story of how they've traveled so far. Joshua would look upon them and in his own mind he thought, "Yeah, they're telling the truth." He never went near the Lord. He didn't go and ask the Lord, "Lord, what is your mind? What is your thoughts? What are these people? Are they telling me the truth?" He failed. Many a times he failed. As I said, there'll be times this year when we're all going to fail the Lord. And yet God still promises to be with us. God still promises to be with us whithersoever we go. I don't say that to give a free pass. You know my heart. It's not a case that the Lord's word is, you go and do what you want for the year, I'll still be with you. No, no, no. But the reality is, there are times we're going to let the Lord down. And yet the Lord is gracious, merciful. He's long-suffering, plenteous in mercy. It's wonderful whenever you come to Joshua 1 and we have the whole story, we have the whole book, and we can come to Joshua 1 already knowing what is coming in the rest of the book. And we can see there is God, and God has given him this promise. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God, the great, the supreme being, the eternal God himself, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, are with you whithersoever thou goest. In spite of the fact you're going to fail. And there's going to be times of sin. What a God we serve. Psalm 103, the verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. His mercy is great toward them that fear him. As I said, I'm not giving anybody a free pass. Neither is God. I long this year for each and every one that is saved. I long that you draw closer to God. I long that you know more of him. I long that you have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. I long that you grow in grace. I long that your knowledge of the scriptures, that your knowledge of the Lord increases. I long that there's a spirit burning within you, that you have a desire and you have that red hot fire within you, that every single week you're saying, I need to get to God's house. And I need to get to God's house to pray. I long that all of you have that burn within you saying every Wednesday night, I want to study the book. And I want to pray. I long that you prioritize this place in the practice of prayer. I long that parents, you have young children, you determine that one of you will be here every single Wednesday night. I long, young people, that you have a desire, that you see the necessity for this house of prayer. That young people, you don't just say, oh, I have my work and I'll stick to it. No, you say, I'll do my best. I'll arrange what I can. I'll work my schedule. I'll work my sleeping pattern, whatever it is. I'll give myself. I want to be there. But none of us will be perfect. Will be failures. God still promises to be with us. He promises to walk with us. And so, in light of that gracious mercy, that gracious promise, I want to ask the question this morning, are you going to strive to walk with him? You're going to strive to follow him and to obey him. One final thing I want to leave with you this morning. God has given us this verse and this promise, this command. In spite of the trials ahead, the task ahead, the troubles ahead, he's given us this verse for the triumphs ahead. For the triumphs ahead. You know, let's hear a verse when you consider what God says in it. You consider the remainder of the book of Joshua. It tells Joshua to be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Why? The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You see, there is going to be triumphs ahead. I'm not standing up here telling you your whole year is going to be the hardest year and you're going to have nothing but doom and gloom. There will be triumphs. I don't work for the BBC. I don't need to sell newspapers. Let's give some positivity here. There are going to be triumphs ahead. Yes, there's going to be trials. Yes, there's going to be tasks that are going to be placed upon your shoulders. But there will be triumphs. Joshua was given this wonderful command and comfort as he entered into Canaan. He had no idea of the blessings he was going to see. He had no idea at this point in his life. He had no idea of the power of God that he was going to see. He was going to come to the River Jordan. That River Jordan in full flow, a mile either side of the Jordan, it overflows at high tide. And he was going to be commanded by God, Joshua, just send in the priest carrying the ark. And he's going to watch them and he's going to see them as they just walk down to the river. And the river's just going to split. And God's going to roll that water back until there's a gap. It tells us there in Joshua 3 that gap went back. And it went back and went back. Do you know how far it went back? 25 miles on either side. And they all walked through in dry land. As I said already about Jericho, he's going to see those great walls of Jericho just fall down flat. He's going to see in that great battle, whenever they're coming up against the five kings, he's going to see that time whenever the great battle is taking place. And he says to the sun, sun, stand still. And moon, don't move. And then he's going to watch and he's going to be in the midst of the battle. And then all of the forces that are fleeing from the battlefield, God sends down the hail. And there's more that's killed with hail than killed with the sword. God defeated the enemy. Joshua's going to see it all. Joshua's going to experience it all. Joshua 10, verse 25. It's wonderful, you know, in the midst of that battle. That sun and moon stood still, the hail killed them all. In the midst of that battle, do you know what came to Joshua? Joshua 1 and 9. Because in Joshua 10, verse 25, Joshua turns to his other soldiers. He says unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of a good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Joshua 1 and 9 comes back to him. He remembers what God had promised him at the very start of the campaign, before they even got into the land of Canaan. And there, as that great battle is unfolding, the sun and the moon has stood still in the sky. The hail has rained down and killed them all. He's able to turn around and he's able to say, look, remember God's word. God promised me to be strong, to be of a good courage, to be not dismayed, nor to be afraid. He promised to be with me. And I'm proving that promise right now. You know, he saw great things done for the Lord. But he also experienced God's blessing. Now in Joshua chapter 5, outside of Jericho, Christ himself appeared. He's standing there outside of that great city, all of those walls, and he's thinking to himself, how am I going to put this together? What am I going to do? He turns around and there's Christ standing dressed as a captain of the host in armor. Christ came to him individually and specifically. Met with him and spoke to him. He saw Christ in a way he had never seen him before. He saw more of the attributes and the presence and the person of God. And yet when he got Joshua 1 and verse 9, he didn't know any of it. See, child of God, the Lord only knows the blessings he has for you this year. God only knows the blessings he has for this church. There will be mountaintops. There will be valleys. There will be triumphs. There will be trials. But in and through it all, God says, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You know the little chorus, turn your eyes upon Jesus. We were in Clock Mills, we used to sing a second verse in the children's work to that. I don't know if you have ever heard of the second verse. The second verse of that wee chorus, it says, keep your eyes upon Jesus. Let nothing else take his place. So that hour by hour, you will know his power. Until at last, you have run the great race. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? The Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts for his own name's sake. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank thee, O God, that even at the start of a new year, we rejoice that thou dost still speak to thy people. Lord, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee, O God, for the command that thou hast given to us and the comfort that we find within thy word. Lord, even as we launch out into this new year, we thank thee that thou hast promised to be with us. And thou hast promised, O God, to be with us whithersoever we go. We thank thee for thy command to us, O God, and enable us by thy Spirit to be strong. Enable us, O God, to be courageous, not to be afraid or dismayed, but enable us, O God, to keep our eyes upon thee. Lord, bless thy word to our hearts. Bless us now as we come around the table. Bless those that will leave. Lord, continue with them and bring us, O God, this night, we pray thee. Give us a desire once again for thy house. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to take our hymn books just at this stage. The hymn 658. Sing these few verses. I'll go to the door at the end of the first verse, and the brethren at the end will come forward. Have the time around the Lord's table. 658, around thy table, holy Lord, in fellowship we meet, obedient to thy gracious word, this feast of love to eat. 658, as I say at the end of the first verse, I'll go to the door.